just this morning, I went online to have a look at my phone, and I happened to come across a video as I was scrolling down the screen of a woman sat outside a cafe in the States somewhere with a friend, enjoying either a meal out or a drink out, one or the other. But she's surrounded by a group of demonstrators who are absolutely insistent, aggressively insistent, that she raise her right arm to show that she supports the cause that they support. They won't take no for an answer. They aggressively shout at her. At one point, somebody even shouts, "Are you a Christian?" Now, I don't know whether she was or not. I didn't hear her answer. I've no idea. But it's an illustration of how the world around us can demand that we conform to their expectations, to their way of thinking and doing. But listen to what Peter has to say to us as Christians in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 17 to 19. If you appeal to the Father, who judges impartially according to each one's work, you are to conduct yourselves in reverence during your time living as strangers. For you know that you were redeemed from your empty way of life, inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of an unblemished and spotless lamb. As Christians, we are those who regularly appeal to our Father in heaven. We are now His, we belong to Him, we are His precious people, and in prayer we appeal to Him regularly. But of course, if we are to appeal to God as our Father in heaven, we are to conduct ourselves reverently before Him. We are to live in obedience to Him out of godly fear for Him. It says here, you are to conduct yourselves in reverence during your time living as strangers. Now that won't always be easy. Remember that we are strangers in this world. We are exiles. We mustn't think that the world is going to approve necessarily of our way of living. It's not. We're exiles, strangers here. We shouldn't be surprised when the way we believe, which should be according to God's word, and the way we live, which should be according to God's word, actually rubs people up the wrong way, even angers people. No, we're to live with reverence for God. But we're to remember as well, as verse 18 says, that we were redeemed from our empty way of life. Now, note there, redeemed. To redeem is to buy something back. Specifically in our case, to buy us back from slavery to sin. The previous way of life that sometimes the world around us will demand that we join them in is no life at all, really. It really isn't. It's empty. There's nothing to it. It won't bring joy. It won't bring happiness. It definitely won't bring glory to God either. Remember that when you're tempted to give in to the world's demands that you live like them. Remember as well that the price God paid for us was not a perishable thing, and we might expect Him to say there, like, I don't know, food. Not a perishable thing, like, I don't know, flowers. No, not a perishable thing, like silver or gold. Now, if you were to ask us what we think are the least perishable things, we might say silver or gold, but no, they're perishable by comparison with the unblemished and spotless blood of Christ, the Son of God, that Lamb given for us. All of these then are motivations to live in reverence of our Father in heaven. So let's do that, knowing that we've been redeemed from a worthless way of life with the precious blood of Christ.